In the parashas of Shema Yisrael Ranbai, there's a word which appears many times, which goes under the radar, and that is the word shalach, which usually translates as the word to send, but it comes up with various meanings in these parashas. A quick counting of the amount of times that this word appears in these three parashas is about 60 times. And needs an explanation. What's this word shalach as it pertains to these parashas? To begin, of course, shalach means shlichus. And in halacha, we find that there are two types of being a shliach. The first is the simple, basic type of a shlichus, which doesn't require anything from the shliach in his relationship with the mishaleach, similar to the post office, who sends the postman to deliver the mail. Doesn't require any criteria. But the second is a higher level of shlichus, where more is expected from the shliach. And there's more of a connection between the shliach and the mishaleach, the one who sends him. And this is called in the Gemara, Shlucho Shel Adam Kemaisai. The Shliach doesn't just represent the Mishaleach, but he takes a power of the Mishaleach himself, and it's as if the Mishaleach, the sender, is acting. And the Gemara has a requirement for this type of Shliach, and it's called to be a Ben Bris, to be a Yid. And the Gemara uses the Lashon of to be a Ben Bris, and we'll have to explain what that means. The Gemara brings three sources for the Chiddush of Shlucho Shel Adam Kemaisai. One is by Gerishin, where a man gives a get to his wife, he can use a shaliach to do so, and from there we learn out the Kiddushin as well. Because the Torah says, Vishilcha mi beisai, that the word Vishilcha is a Lashon of Gerishin. But the Torah describes Gerishin through the word Vishilcha, which is a Lashon of Shlichas. The second is by Truma, that a man can separate Truma using a shliach. And the Gemara learns that from the words Gam Atem, the word Gam to be marbe, even a shliach. And third comes from Parshas Boy, from Korban Pesach, where the Torah says, "V'shachatu oisai kokahal adas Yisrael." That not every Jew has to shech the Korban Pesach. It can be done through representation, through the koyach of shlichus, "V'shachatu oisai kokahal adas Yisrael." The fact that the chiddush of Shlucho Shel Adam Kemaisai was learned out from Korban Pesach is revealing something to us about Yetzias Mitzrayim in general. Otherwise, why would this be the source? And really it goes back to the early discussions of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which Hashem had with Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai by the Sneh. That Hashem says to Moshe, "V'ata lecha, and now go, v'eshlachecha al Parai, I'm going to send you to Parai." Hashem doesn't just send Moshe as an agent with a service to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. He uses the words v'eshlachecha, that Moshe is acting as a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And without getting into the pratim, much of the back and forth between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe here, that Moshe responds, shlach no biyad tishlach. Moshe refuses to go on this mission, has to do with what is involved in this shlichus that Hashem is asking of Moshe. And one of the things that Hashem says to Moshe here is, mi sampe la'adam umi yasum iver v'cheiresh. The concept is that Hashem is telling Moshe that I'm not asking you to go as a postman on your own behalf with your own kochos to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Because to that, Moshe says to Hashem, shlach na b'yatishlach, don't send me, either send Aaron, who's more worthy, or as Targum learns, Targum Yonisan, send Pinchas, or like the Medrash learns, Nadav and Navi. Moshe thought in his anivas that there were greater people who should act on Hashem's shlichas. But the idea here is that Hashem is telling Moshe that the function is Shlucho Shel Adam Kemaisai. That I'm just using you as a pawn, and it's really through my koyach that I will take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And that's the reason why Hashem appears to Moshe in the Sneh, that nothing is asked of the Sneh. The Sneh is a very lowly bush. It doesn't take a lot to ignite with that fire. In fact, the fact that it's a sneh allows it to consume even more. And this is the message that Hashem had for Moshe Rabbeinu, that Yitzias Mitzrayim would be poiled through the koyach of Shlucha Shalom Kamaisa. Hashem would do it through Moshe. But it could be that Moshe was wondering, how could that be if there was not yet a chiddush of Shlucha Shalom Kamaisa until Yitzias Mitzrayim, until the night of Leil Pesach, to which Hashem says, Zehaiz kani shlachticha, that I am the one who sends you, meaning Shlucha Shalom Kamaisai, Tavdu Mesalakim al Harazah, that since eventually there will be a Matan Torah on this mountain, there was even a Ha'ara of Matan Torah and the Chiddush of Matan Torah presently now at the time that Hashem was telling Moshe to carry out the Shlichas. So, not sure whether or not Moshe was acting as Shlucha Shalom Kamaisai or not, whether it didn't pan out or it did. And perhaps maybe it didn't, and that's why Hashem had to send the staff together with Moshe. V'yesh laharach v'zeh. But al kaponim, there's a chiddush by the Korban Pesach of Shlucha Shalom Kamaisai, which is a higher level of shlichus, which is niskal l'taim Yitzias Mitzrayim, which comes to tell us entirely that Yitzias Mitzrayim is connected to this concept. What's interesting is that the three other makaris which we mentioned before are all related to Yitzias Mitzrayim. One of the other Makairas was Vashilcha Mibesa, which is Gerishin, and we find that in the Parsha that Yitzias Mitzrayim is called a Gerishin for Mitzrayim. As it says, Kishalchai, the Slashon of Shlichus, and the Pasuk goes on to say, Gareshi Gareshes Chamiza, that there will be a Gerishin for Mitzrayim. Shlichus is a Lashon of Gerishin. And even the Makar, which we find by Truma, which the Gemara learns out from the words Gamatem, when Paro lets Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, when he gives them the clear to leave, he says, "Kumu tzu'u mitoichami, gam atem." That at that moment of Yitzias Mitzrayim, these words, "gam atem," which is a very weird or unconventional—I didn't mean to say the word weird—it's very unusual lashon which we find in the Torah, "gam atem." But we find here by Yitzias Mitzrayim that Paro is letting Bnei Yisrael go through those words, "gam atem." That there's a giloy of the chiddush of Shluchu Shalom Kamosu, from the words of Paro at the moment of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Even the Makos are called Vishalachti Yesyadi. The leaving is called a Shlichos, the Makos are called a Shlichos, Moshe acts as a Shliach. So many different ways the word Shliach is used. And that comes to show on this Chiddush, which is Niskala, by the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's interesting is that Moshe is the Goyal, and the very first time the word Shlach is used in Sefer Shemos is when Basi goes to the river. The Torah says, "Vatishlach es hamasa," and she sent her maidservant to take Moshe out of the yam. That Moshe had his own yitziyah from Mitzrayim through the koyach of shlichas. "Vatishlach es hamasa." What's interesting is that Chazal learned this in two ways. One is that Basi sent an actual shliach, a shivcha, or the other is that her hand stretched out b'derech nis to take Moshe out. In which case, it wasn't that Basi sent a shliach; Basi did it herself. And it could be that these two drashas are really coming to teach us one inyan. Because when we combine the two, it could be that Basi sent an actual shliach, vatishlach es hamasa, but the fact that her hand outstretched is a siman to the koyach of shluch shalom kamaisai. So from the very inception of Moshe Rabbeinu's coming onto the scene, so to speak, indicates the koyach of shluch shalom kamaisai. The very coming down to Mitzrayim, which was Yaakov and Yosef's coming down to Mitzrayim to begin with, we think that Yosef was sold by his brothers and he happened to end up in Mitzrayim, and we explained a few times that really it was Yaakov sent down Yosef to Mitzrayim. Yosef wanted to go down to Mitzrayim to be Mesakin Mitzrayim, to make it like Eretz Yisrael. It was the root of the Klipa at that time. And Yosef went down to do the work of Yaakov Avinu in Mitzrayim. Yaakov didn't want to go, so he sent down Yosef. That's why the Torah says, Vayishlachehu me'emek chevron. Chazal say me'emek chevron, that they understood that it was the bris bin Hamisayim, that there would have to be a galus there, and Yaakov and Yosef were well aware of what was going on. And it says, Vayishlachehu, that he sent them, and the implication here is, as a shliach of Yaakov Avinu. And Yosef was able to be poyo the amazing things which he did in Mitzrayim, because he always saw himself as a shliach of Yaakov Avinu, as a shluchu kamoso, and he never lost sight of that and even in his darkest moment with Eshes Potiphar. The Torah tells us that he saw the face of Yaakov in the window, and what that's coming to tell us is that Yosef never lost sight of his shlichus, and at that moment where he perhaps was in a makom sakana, he remembered his shlichus of Yaakov, and that gave him the strength to stand strong and not to be nechshal ni'aveira. And in fact, that was the turning point. Chazal tell us that because he was misgabel al-Yitzhar, he became Melech Mitzrayim. And he was able to be poyel the tikkunim which he needed to do in Mitzrayim. And this is important because the fact that Yosef was the very first shliach going down to Mitzrayim, acting on Yaakov's behalf, it goes back to what Chazal say when it comes to Shluch Hashalom Kamosa, Ma'atam b'nei bris, af shluchachem b'nei bris, that the koyach of a shliach is the inyan of to be a ben bris, to be a shomer bris, which is what Yosef, the mid of Yesod, represents. And this was Moshe's koach in taking b'nei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, where yikach Moshe's atzmas Yosef imo, that he took the bones of Yosef, the koach of Yosef, and it was the arono shel Yosef, which split the seed, which allowed b'nei Yisrael to leave Mitzrayim. And Moshe was acting as a Kadosh Baruch Hu's shliach, as a shlucha kamosa, was because the Kadosh Baruch Hu saw these qualities in Moshe, which Yaakov saw in Yosef, the inyan of Moshe's kedusha, the koach of shmiras avris, which we know that Moshe was above all in this idea in Shmiras Avris. He was Parish Mi'ishto, Midaito, and there's a lot to say about this. Yesterday on Yud Shvat was the Yortzeit of the Friedrich Rebbe from Lubavitch, and many make the mistake to think that the whole Shlichus of the Lubavitch Rebbe was his own creation, but really it came from the Friedrich Rebbe, his father-in-law. And always, the Lubavitch Rebbe saw himself as a shliach of his father-in-law, the Friedrich Rebbe. And he created the concept of shlichus thousands and thousands throughout the world. And the concept of shlichus, of Chabad shlichus, is this inyan of shlucho shalom kamoisa, that the tzaddik can't be in many places all at once, but through the inyan of shlucho kamoso, he can. And he sends his shliach in those places, in the very low places, like Yosef went down to Mitzrayim on that shlichus of Yaakov, with the koyach of the mishaleach, because the shliach himself doesn't think that he can accomplish, but with the koyach of the mishaleach and never losing sight of that, he can. And there's a story which really exemplifies this shlichus of the Rayat, the Friedrich Rebbe, and the shlichus which he was sent on by his father, the Rashab, that there was once a gzera which was about to be hoiled against B'nai Yisrael in Russia, and the Rashab sent his son, the Friedrich Rebbe, to go to Petersburg on this mission. And when the Rayatz asked his father, the Rashab, Ad kadekach, until what do I have to do this shlichus? And his father told him, Ad mesiris nefesh. And when he came to Petersburg, he befriended an alter yid who was actually at one point a mentor to the big Russia, who was in charge of the interior and to the ministry, who was making these gzeris on the Tsar's behalf against B'nai Israel. And the name of this Russia was Stolypin. And after spending much time with this alter yid and asking him if, since he was a mentor, if he can help him in any way, he said to the Rayatz that I'm already older and I've tried to speak to Stolypin and to no avail, but I could perhaps help you in one way, that I have this pass which allows me entrance into the government building. I'm too old, but I see that you're somebody who can be trusted to go on our behalf. And of course, if you're not Matzliach, it will be a very big sakana for the two of us, but I trust you and I see who you are and what you're made of. So he gave the Rayatz this pass, this of entry to go into the government building. And he went, and when he showed up and he handed this pass to the guard at the gate, he looked at the Rayatz up and down and he didn't think that this made sense. That this made sense, but he had the pass in his hand. And he let him in, and the Rayatz went, And he was searching for the office of Stolypin, and it was on the fourth floor of the building. And as he was about to walk into the office, Stolypin walked out, and they passed each other in the hallway. He went into the office, sat at the desk, looked for the paper he was looking for. There was an option either to accept or to reject this proposal. So he checked off the box to reject it and put it in the pile of the signed papers, and he walked out and he left. This is a story that the Lubavitcher Rebbe told about his father-in-law, about the Rayatz, and it really exemplifies everything which we're speaking about here. That the Rayatz saw himself as a shliach of the Rashab, and the Rebbe, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, is a shliach of the Rayatz, and all the shluchim which follow after, have shluchim k'moisei. And there's a beautiful medrash which touches this all up in the beginning of Parshas Shalach. But the Medrash says that Shluchei Mitzvah are very chaviv to Hashem, that a Shliach Mitzvah is potter from Sukkah and could be Doicha Shabbos. And the Lashon of the Medrash says, She'in lecha chaviv lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'shliach shemishtaleach lasos mitzvah. There's nothing more chaviv to Hashem than a Shliach who is sent to do his mitzvah. V'noisnim nafsham lehatzliach b'shlichusan, and they give up their lives b'mesiras nefesh to be makayim the shlichus. Like the Rayatz and the Rashab, when he said to him, Ad kama, how far am I supposed to go with the shlichus? And the Rashab said, Ad mesiras nefesh. Ad mesiras nefesh. And the Sfas Emes on this medrash in Parsha Shalach comments that the Emes, every single one of us, is a shlich k'maisei l'kadosh baruch hu. That we're not poil in this world through our own madrigas and our own kochas. Every person carries within himself a koyach the mishaleach, which is his chelak alakamimal, to fulfill his tafkid in this world. And wherever we go, whatever we do, when we go on vacation, wherever our travels take us, we think that we go places because we're taking the family or we're going out, and it's for what we think is why we're going to those places. But the truth is that it's really part of a greater shlichus that we have a certain tikkun and a tafkid and nitzaitzin and many things to be poil on over the course of our lives every single day with the shlichus which Hashem asks us to be mekayim. Each person according to his shorish nefesh. And dikter is to act the mesiras nefesh and to recognize that everything which we do is a shluchu k'maisa on behalf of the Mishaleach, and with the koyach of the Mishaleach. This was the aside behind Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was why by the Korban Pesach, the Makor, B'Shachar they say, we learn out shluchu k'maisa from here, and it's a lesson for each and every one of us in our daily lives and throughout our lives to recognize that we're merely shluchim k'maisa v'kadosh baruch hu, like a sneh. Doesn't matter what we have, as long as we recognize that we may be nothing, but we act on his behalf. Hashem has chosen us to be his shluchim, so we can be poel for ourselves and for Klai Yisrael. And in the same way that the very first Yetzias Mitzrayim was niskalan through the koyach of shluchu k'maisai, we should be zeicha to the ultimate shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashiach Tzidkenu, that he should come and to be goyel all people from this galus and to be mekabbas us, kol avakan fasa aretz. It should be soon, and we should be zeicha to see with our own eyes the car of mamish. Call to have the Chusi Yagin Alina Bakra Yisrael.